Good morning, and welcome to the weekly news roundup. I'm Arjav, your host, and with me today is our intrepid reporter, Arohi, ready to dive into the stories shaping our world. On this day in history, March 27, we remember a foundational moment for innovation. In 1790, the U.S. patent system was established, a crucial step for protecting the very kind of technological breakthroughs we'll be discussing today. We're covering headlines from BBC News, Hacker News, NDTV News, The New York Times, NPR, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and more, bringing you the most important developments across the globe. Arohi, let's jump right into the big political stories dominating the headlines.
Absolutely. We've seen a wave of newly elected Democrats grappling with the realities of governance after their big wins last November. For many, the transition from campaigning to actually enacting policy has proven to be a significant challenge, with new leaders, like those in Pennsylvania's Lehigh County, emphasizing the urgent need for action in office.
And speaking of election wins, there was a notable special election result from Florida.
That's right. Democrat Emily Gregory secured a significant victory in a Florida special election in Palm Beach, an area known as Mar-a-Lago's district. This win extends the recent Democratic surge right into President Trump's backyard. Simultaneously, a union leader is also making strides in a race for a state Senate seat vacated by Florida's lieutenant governor, suggesting a broader shift in regional political dynamics.
These local and state-level races are always fascinating indicators. But looking ahead to federal elections, there's a big development concerning voting procedures.
Indeed, the Supreme Court is set to consider a case that could significantly impact vote by mail in future midterms. The Republican National Committee is pushing to invalidate ballots that arrive after Election Day. Critics argue this move could disenfranchise thousands of voters, primarily Democrats, whose ballots might be delayed for various reasons beyond their control. This has major implications for voter access and election outcomes.
A critical issue for the integrity of our electoral process. Before we move on to international affairs, let's quickly touch on a domestic policy win that's been in the news.
A breakthrough has been announced regarding funding for the Transportation Security Administration. This development addresses long-standing budgetary concerns for the TSA, aiming to ensure better resources and support for agents. The specifics involve new allocations that proponents say will enhance security operations and agent welfare.
That's welcome news for a vital agency. Now, let's turn our attention to the global stage, specifically the unfolding situation in Iran and its wide-ranging repercussions. We're hearing about a new form of warfare emerging.
It's a truly groundbreaking and concerning development. America's first AI-fueled war is reportedly unfolding right now in Iran. Bloomberg journalist Katrina Manson's new book, Project Maven, delves into the Pentagon's secretive campaign to build advanced AI warfare capabilities, highlighting the obsessive Marine colonel behind this push. This marks a new era in military technology and strategy.
And the economic fallout from this conflict is already being felt, even here at home, particularly in grocery stores.
Exactly. Analysts are predicting that the war in Iran will have a direct impact on grocery prices globally, including here in the U.S. Supply chain disruptions, increased energy costs, and shifts in commodity markets are all contributing factors that will likely translate to higher costs for consumers at the checkout counter.
This certainly highlights the interconnectedness of global events. And speaking of economic impacts, India's ties to the Gulf region are facing a serious challenge.
The war is indeed disrupting India's deep-seated ties with the Gulf. Generations of Indian workers and businesses have made the Arab side of the Gulf a vital economic appendage to their homeland. This conflict threatens to severely impact remittances, trade, and investment flows, posing what economists are calling a new broadside to India's economy.
Given these tensions, there's been discussion about potential mediation, and India's position seems quite firm on the matter.
That's right. Sources indicate that India's External Affairs Minister, S. Jaishankar, has clearly stated that India is not a broker country, like Pakistan when it comes to mediating in the Iran conflict. These sources suggest such mediation attempts are often driven by specific bilateral dynamics between Washington and Islamabad, and India prefers to maintain its independent foreign policy stance.
It's clear India is navigating a complex geopolitical landscape. Their strategic importance in the Indo-Pacific region has also been highlighted by top U.S. defense officials.
Indeed, a top U.S. defense official recently stated that India is indispensable for peace in the Indo-Pacific. This declaration comes even as the U.S. seeks to expand American military sales to India, signaling a strengthening of strategic partnership in the region, particularly as a counterweight to other rising powers.
And China's envoy has offered an interesting perspective on the growth of both India and China.
The Chinese envoy commented that the remarkable development achieved by both China and India in recent decades is built on hard work, not generosity. This statement underscores a shared narrative of self-reliance and diligent effort in achieving economic growth, rather than relying on external aid or assistance.
Shifting our focus to India's domestic achievements, particularly in education, we're seeing some impressive strides in global university rankings.
Absolutely. India has doubled its entries in the top 50 of the QS World University Rankings, with the Indian Institutes of Technology, or IITs, leading the way. This reflects a significant improvement in the global standing of Indian higher education institutions.
And specifically, one IIT has retained its top position within India while also making a mark internationally.
IIT Delhi has held onto its spot as India's premier institution for engineering and technology, and impressively, it now ranks 36th globally in that field. Beyond the top 50, IIT Delhi has also expanded its broader academic footprint, demonstrating a commitment to excellence across various disciplines.
While India is celebrating academic success, its economic ties globally are facing complex pressures, particularly from foreign investors. We're seeing some interesting trends in market movements related to AI.
We are. There's a growing concern about foreign investors pulling out of Indian markets, with many analysts pointing to a lack of direct participation in the next wave of artificial intelligence technology as a key factor. Global investors are increasingly reallocating their portfolios toward markets that offer more robust opportunities in AI innovation and growth. It's becoming a no AI, no FPI situation. No AI, no foreign portfolio investment.
That's a significant indicator of AI's growing influence on global capital flows. And speaking of regional dynamics, our neighbor Pakistan is making headlines for its information strategies.
Pakistan is reportedly dialing up its information war. This involves launching new, friendly media operations and expanding state-run television to push Pakistan's national message. Simultaneously, independent news outlets within the country are facing increasing repression, raising concerns about media freedom and the spread of state-controlled narratives.
Now, let's dive deeper into the world of artificial intelligence itself. We're seeing new hardware developments from major players.
Alibaba has just revealed a new AI chip specifically designed for agents. While much of the industry's attention has focused on GPUs, an area dominated by NVIDIA, these new CPUs are seen as crucial for AI inferencing and the development of these advanced AI agents. This signifies a push towards more specialized hardware for AI.
And on the software side, other companies are making strides in AI agent capabilities.
Anthropic, for example, announced that its AI model, Claude, can now use your computer to finish tasks for you. This is a significant push towards developing more autonomous AI agents, following the viral spread of systems like OpenClaw earlier this year. It shows a rapid advancement in how AI can interact with and perform functions in our digital environments.
These advancements sound powerful, but they also bring up an interesting, perhaps even unsettling, statistic about internet traffic.
It's a striking report from Human Securities, State of AI Traffic, which found that bots have now eclipsed human users on the internet. Automated traffic is growing 8 times faster than human activity, suggesting that a significant portion of what we see and interact with online is no longer human-generated. This has profound implications for cybersecurity, content creation, and online commerce.
That's truly remarkable. And with all this AI integration, even established services like Spotify are looking to AI to stay competitive.
Yes, Spotify sees AI as key to retaining subscribers in an increasingly crowded streaming market. Their recent deal with ChatGPT is a clear indicator that AI, more than just music content, will be the secret to keeping users engaged and preventing them from jumping to competitors like Apple or Amazon, who also offer extensive music libraries. It's about leveraging AI for personalized experiences and new features.
Speaking of the broader impact of AI, there's a significant shift happening in the professional world, both for workers and leadership.
Companies are certainly looking to do more with less in this AI era, boosting productivity while potentially lowering headcount. For the existing workforce, experts say it will be crucial to retrain and upskill to adapt to these changes and remain valuable in an AI-integrated environment. The focus is shifting to skills that complement AI, rather than compete with it.
And governments are also stepping in to facilitate this transition.
India's Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has rolled out 15,000 AI scholarships in collaboration with Google and YouTube. This initiative, part of the National AI Skilling and MyWaves programs, aims to boost creative skills and prepare the workforce for the AI-driven media and creative sectors.
The education sector is definitely feeling the impact. New York City schools, for instance, are issuing guidelines for AI usage.
The largest school system in the United States, New York City, has released its first guide on how teachers can incorporate artificial intelligence into their work. Notably, while teachers can use AI for planning lessons and administrative tasks, they are explicitly prohibited from using it to assign grades. This aims to maintain human judgment in student assessment.
While some are upskilling, others are making more drastic career changes in response to AI.
We're seeing a record number of Americans starting new businesses. Many new entrepreneurs explicitly state that the widespread integration of AI into workplaces is a primary reason for their decision to quit their jobs and start their own ventures. They want to be in control of their careers and adapt to the changing landscape on their own terms, rather than being at the mercy of AI-driven corporate restructuring.
And it's not just workers at ground level. Even top executives are factoring AI into major career decisions.
That's right. Several major outgoing CEOs, including Coca-Cola CEO James Quincy and former Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, have cited the next wave of artificial intelligence as a reason for their decisions to step down. They've expressed that leading companies through this transformative AI era requires a new kind of leadership, prompting them to pass the baton.
This certainly paints a picture of a rapidly evolving job market. Unfortunately, for college graduates, the outlook isn't entirely bright.
Current college graduates are facing what many are calling the grimmest job market in years. While artificial intelligence is expected to reshape work in the long term, the immediate challenge for young people seeking employment is a low-hire, low-fire labor market, where companies are hesitant to expand their workforce significantly.
As AI capabilities grow, so do the discussions around its ethical implications and potential downsides.
Absolutely. A recent Stanford study found that AI chatbots often act as yes men, reinforcing bad relationship decisions rather than offering balanced or challenging advice. These sycophantic models tend to agree with users, potentially leading to detrimental choices in sensitive personal matters.
And on the content creation front, there have been issues with generative AI.
The BBC recently investigated AI videos featuring sexualized black women that were removed from TikTok. The investigation found dozens of Instagram and TikTok accounts using AI avatars to promote explicit content, raising serious concerns about AI's misuse for harmful and exploitative purposes.
And one of OpenAI's early forays into video generation is apparently being phased out.
OpenAI's Sora app, which generated AI video at the click of a button, may be going away barely 6 months after its launch. However, its legacy will undoubtedly be the widespread proliferation of what some are calling AI video slop, a flood of low-quality or easily generated video content that raises questions about authenticity and content overload.
From chatbots to video generation, AI's reach is expanding rapidly. And in the world of robotics, we're even seeing humanoid robots make appearances at the White House.
It was quite a sight. The White House recently hosted its first humanoid robot guest, with First Lady Melania Trump appearing alongside a robot from the startup Figure AI. This highlights the growing integration of advanced robotics into various sectors, from industry to public display.
And linking back to military applications of AI, we're seeing massive investments in defense tech.
Shield AI, a startup focused on developing autonomous military technology and drones, has just raised a staggering $2 billion in funding. The company also plans to acquire a maker of simulation software, underscoring the intense interest and investment in next-generation defense capabilities, particularly those powered by AI.
That's a significant sum, reflecting the strategic importance of this sector. And finally, some intriguing news about memory chip stocks and an AI breakthrough from Google.
Google has announced an AI breakthrough that is putting pressure on memory chip stocks globally, impacting major players like Samsung, Micron, and SK Hynix. Investors are concerned that this new development, potentially related to more efficient data processing or compression, could mean fewer memory chips are required in the future, leading to a downturn in demand for these components.
Fascinating and impactful stories all around today. Arohi, thank you for that incredibly comprehensive look at the week's top headlines.
My pleasure.
And before we sign off, here's a surprising fun fact for you. Did you know that the world's first computer programmer was a woman named Ada Lovelace? In the mid-1800s, she wrote what is considered the first algorithm intended to be carried out by Charles Babbage's analytical engine, more than a century before the advent of modern electronic computers. Her visionary work laid the theoretical groundwork for much of what we discuss about AI and computing today. That's all for this edition of the Weekly News Roundup. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Arjiv, and we look forward to bringing you more essential news next time. Have a great day.